Motherfuckers know better than to talk that shit to me. It's all right.
You're not allowed to wear a Rage Against the Machine shirt.
Bitch, I came out of the womb listening to Rage. Fuck yourself.
Yuck.
You two motherfuckers listen to La Cucaracha on repeat for 48
Shut
hours.
Shut the fuck up,
dude. You want to give me shit.
You were conceived.
Rage Against the Machine.
That's what's wrong with you.
Which part?
You're conceived during some of that shit. You can tell.
Oh, you, yeah, look at my fucking dad. You know, you guys, no?
Yeah.
Didn't they shill out?
I heard they shilled out, actually.
I'm pretty sure they did.
Yeah.
Dude,
I mean,
you pay me the right amount of money, I'm going to shill on you guys. I'm sorry.
But Tom Morello, he's talking about socialism, and he was backing Bernie, and he was all for, you know, they're pretty socialist kind of communist band, you know?
Yeah.
Put your mic down a little bit.
Who?
There you go. No, yeah, right there.
But he's bitching about wage disparity and pay inequality and all this other shit. The motherfucker's worth like $20 million.
Yeah,
makes sense. It's like Elon talking about shit you don't know. You know what I mean? It's like,
yeah, we were dragging Elon last week.
Fucking billionaires, dog.
Hold on. Yeah, I was.
These two fucking guys.
Yeah, I will still suck his dick. I don't care. It's whatever. I'm more of a balls guy, actually, to be honest with you.
Dude's a little
I'm not
insane.
A knob guy. I'm more of a balls
dude's
guy.
Dude's also changing the world, so I get it. Do what you do, dude.
But changing the world to what ends?
Who knows? It's something different than what we've been got going on, so like...
What we've been got going on is fucking ain't working, G.
Dude, it was the same shit we talked about last week, is that he's manipulating the market, obviously. That's how come Dogecoin and everything keeps spiking and
oh, pure manipulation
SNL,
at some point.
Yeah.
Whenever he went on SNL, Tesla stocks dropped like however many millions of dollars.
Wild.
A lot.
You think that was a ritual?
I don't watch SNL, so
I think that was a ritual.
You don't watch SNL?
I don't watch SNL.
Nobody watches
I like
SNL.
I like
dude,
SNL.
You don't.
It's because you got fucking...
Dude, you're like
you
the
still
second
got the rabbit
person
ears,
ever
bro.
To say that. Like
Gabe still got rabbit ears with the aluminum foil on them.
Now, are you talking about full episodes of SNL?
No, clips on YouTube.
Oh, clips on YouTube.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, I'm not catching the fucking the concert at the end.
Nobody watches SNL. It's not a thing.
They just keep it going for no reason. It's
yeah,
just there.
It's not a fucking thing anymore.
Yeah, because what is it, like a nation's pastime? I mean, how long have they been out for?
A long time.
Like 40 years?
It's the longest running like comedic television show, right?
I think Mad TV.
No. SNL's been around since the fucking 70s, man.
Oh, yeah, you're right. I was thinking.
Mad TV was 90s.
Yeah.
Doug
Doug Go. I don't know. I don't fucking know. You tell me. What were you saying about who?
What
were they doing?
About?
You're talking about Elon Musk and
oh, no,
swapping on his balls? What were you saying?
But he announces that Tesla's no longer taking and doing transactions with Bitcoin or Dogecoin or, you know, cryptocurrency. So then it drops. And the reason he gave is because of the mining, you know, all the it's energy waste.
Yeah.
So it's bad on the environment. Yet the motherfucker's making electric cars with precious metals, rare earth minerals, and mining up fucking rainforests and putting chemicals in the soil to get lithium. And yet for some reason, cryptocurrency's bad. So then Bitcoin and Doge and all these cryptocurrencies took a dive real quick.
Yeah.
Because he just said that.
But then real statistics come out and it's not like that.
Yeah.
It's not like that. They say like 70% of it's renewable, is all done with renewable energy and stuff.
Yeah, because it's a
bunch
of
solar
fucking
panels
hippies.
And stuff.
It's a bunch of hippies and millennials
that live in like the barest of countries that just have good Wi-Fi.
That have good Wi-Fi and solar energy. Because they're all nerds. They're already driving Teslas anyways.
Yeah.
So, of course, they got Tesla power stations and fucking solar energy.
Yeah, I do like the Teslas.
Man, fuck you guys. Give me a fucking 69 Let me get that T-truck, baby. With a big block. And give me all the dead dinosaurs to fuel it.
Have you ever seen that? Have you ever seen that Tesla that they kind of stripped down and added extra batteries and they race it?
I don't think so.
That's pretty dope.
I've seen a whole Tesla power system swapped into like a BMW M3. It was a drift car, I think. It's pretty fucking dope.
You guys see that new F-150, the all electric?
The Lightning?
Yo.
Dude, it could power your house, supposedly. Like, seriously, that's how they were in the reveal. That's what they're like. The truck in the power outage because the charging station for it is installed usually real close to your main power box.
Yeah.
Well, no, power goes both ways, motherfucker. So you can use your F-150 to power your house in emergency situations, power outages, all that shit.
Like the old Humvees or whatever. Didn't they used to do that? The Humvees or whatever? Humvee or Hummer, the old ones? I think they used to...
Bro.
Have generators built in.
I'm not a car guy.
You know what I mean? Hey, that's engineering's fine. Engineering, you know? It's fucking brilliant. But talking about the F-150, damn. Fucking like 1 million pounds or something like that.
Oh, I was just going to catch you guys in the
Yeah, right? He's fucking, that's what I thought. That's why he was like, yeah, either way. No, you're good. Yeah, go ahead with it.
So, Elon Musk is clearly a fucking lizard.
Well, yeah, clearly.
I mean, it'd be your typical villain.
Okay, now this is what I'm talking about. This is what I was just talking about to what ends. So if we're sitting here saying, oh yeah, he's for sure a lizard. Well, what are the lizard's goal for humanity? So then he could just be playing the good guy up until they get to where they want to be with the plan. Just like 9/11. It's just like everything else. All the other manipulation that they do.
It is.
Yeah. It's only a means to an end. So even if they have to put on the good guy face for a few decades, that's what they're going to fucking do. Because they're not doing short-term bullshit.
Time is irrelevant here.
Exactly. Exactly, Caleb. Thank you. I'm so glad to have... Are we either fucking
way,
live?
Either yeah. way.
I We're fucking live, people. Let's go and get this introduction out of the way before we forget. Welcome to P3, y'all.
What up?
Hey. What's good with it?
We got a new guy in the makeshift studio here. One of our good friends, Caleb Graham.
Hello.
The fuck? His name's Klob.
Klobarella.
What? Yeah, what? I know. I've just accepted the name now. I am Klob.
It's Klob.
Klob.
We got
Klob,
Gabriel Klob. Here. We got David what here.
Up? Cool. What are we talking about today, Justin?
Dude, we were just fucking dragging Elon Musk for the second week in a row. That's how we started this bitch out.
Well, not necessarily dragging, but...
I'm not exactly sure when...
Like dragging his ball sack across my face. Oh. But...
Oh, my God.
Hey, you talking about dragons.
Jakaris.
But it is a PSYOP, regardless. Unfortunately, it's a PSYOP regardless.
But we are under agreement that he's a lizard, though, right?
For sure.
Well, some type of... Some type of interdimensional
I don't
demon.
Think he's
some
human there. Dick. We'll go with that.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's an alien.
Yeah.
I bet he's
beam
just,
me up,
I bet
Scotty.
Yeah.
I don't know what to tell you.
Pretty cool alien.
I bet his bottom half looks like a Barbie.
What does that mean?
Hey, can we at least give him credit that he
smooth? That? Yeah.
No holes. No.
Can we at least give him credit that he at least took one puff off of Joe Rogan's insane
tobacco.
Weed?
He also made.
Oh, you think it was tobacco?
No.
Flamethrowers.
No, it's definitely weed.
You know, that's a conspiracy in itself. I bet that was fucking. What? Tobacco.
Dude, for sure. Don't start that.
For sure.
No.
Put that out there.
Actually, I was just.
Don't put some feelers out.
There's already a mess of bullshit out there. We don't need to add more.
What do you mean misinformation?
There's no such thing.
No, never.
Yeah.
No, I was just watching an old NASCAR, Dale Earnhardt.
Dale.
Whenever he wrecked and shit.
Dominator.
It just made me think Intimidator.
Intimidator.
It just made me think about how...
That all the politicians have sponsor names on their vests, just like NASCAR drivers do
well,
in
I
their
mean,
cars.
That would make sense.
Yeah.
But
they do. I never realized that.
The Winston
kind of idiocracy.
That is America.
Do you guys remember when they made a big deal about the Winston Cup?
No.
Because it was cigarettes that were supporting this giant sports event that all these people were exposed to, and they said it was bad because smoking in the early 2000s and shit. They were really cracking down on anti-smoking stuff.
Yeah.
So then they changed the name. I think they changed it to the Sprint to Sprint or some shit like that. Right, but then rebranded it. But the guy who was dominating at the time was Earnhardt Jr., and he was still sponsored by Budweiser. So he's like the poster boy for the for NASCAR at the time. It's weird. It's not logically consistent. It confuses my little monkey brain.
Nothing is.
You confuse my little monkey brain with that one.
All right, so.
No, but what?
Anyways. Go ahead, D. Go ahead, baby.
Well, we're talking about the Intimidator. Man. Dale Earnhardt.
Raise hell, praise Dale.
What'd you say right before that? Raise hell,
praise Dale. No, we were talking about the tobacco conspiracy. Well, I don't think it's really a conspiracy. I think it was just a monopoly by Big Tobacco. Kind of not like... I think eventually they kind of got in bed with the pharmaceuticals and, you know, that whole thing. Because it's a makes cycle sense. Of our health, you know? Yeah. So we just keep going through the doors.
Yeah.
Both doors, in and out, you know, buy cigarettes and then the cigarettes make us sick. So we go buy medicine.
It all works
together. Medicine makes us sick. So we go buy alcohol. And the alcohol makes us sick, so we go buy some more medicine.
Isn't that wild? Yeah. And then alcohol next thing you know, you're open, shooting, like during you're COVID fucking and all that.
Hot railing.
It's amazing.
Shitting your dickhead.
what was that? BDB?
Oh, shit, dude.
BDB, dog. Hey, wherever you at? BDB, hey, dog.
Yo,
hey.
Big Dick Brian. We still talk about you, bro. You're a legend. Dog.
I hope your construction company worked out, man. You're a fucking
legend. That bitch is thick. You know, dude,
this
mean?
Guy was telling us about how he was shooting like liquid Viagra into his dick, but he like shot too much and it felt like his dick was going to explode.
Before he had his swinger parties.
Dude, yeah, he was a like hardcore swinger.
Yeah, and he was like in a club and everything.
So you guys swingers. Know where to get this?
No.
Dude, I don't want to shoot this
my
shit.
Fault, my
no.
fault.
No.
That sounds awful.
No. Some of the people he was showing me, I was like, oh.
Oh, dude, these fucking.
Yeah, hey, good job. Hey, man, I'm not going to hate, though. I'm not going to be a hater.
Raw.
So you do know where to get. Never mind.
He was smashing these bitches raw.
Yeah.
Dog.
Yeah.
Yeah, I bet it smelled like hot dog water.
Oh, yeah. You know.
Fucking corn dogs. Corn dogs. another one of our buddies went to a swingers club downtown, and he said it smelled like fucking corn dogs in there. Oh. Imagine going in to just fuck a bunch of random strangers and get an itch, and it just smells like corn dogs.
I don't even know what that is. What does that smell? What does a corn dog smell?
You've never pulled a corn dog out of a freezer?
Or like a microwave?
It just smells like...
And the microwave ones, I don't know.
It's like or a microwave.
Got a weird, they got a weird tinge. Yeah.
No, I haven't. Fuck, I guess not. My
no, fault. Okay, well, you can't.
Next time
you
I come lucky. Over, I'll bring some corn dogs.
Yeah, bring some corn dogs. Just so we can smell them. Yeah. Yo, didn't someone just come out and say, like, what Apollo was that crashed? That the people, they actually might have survived is what... Or they probably survived.
The Challenger?
Challenger, that's okay.
Yeah, I've heard about that.
I think they just came out and said, like, those people might have survived.
Okay, see if you could find that, because if that has actually happened.
I haven't seen this.
The Challenger space shuttle explosion. It remember it supposedly killed all those astronauts. And what David is saying is that somebody may or may not have just come out and said that they are still alive.
And that's been a conspiracy for...
Since it happened, pretty much.
Because these people, there's pictures. Watch,
that was in the late 90s, early 2000s.
Oh, I remember this, yeah.
Yeah.
You said they survived?
I'm thinking.
This sounds like an Alex Jones rabbit hole.
This sounds like Alex Jones was right.
Listen to me.
How many times was he right, though, bro? Dude, let's talk about a fool.
You can't deny it.
Yeah, I mean, he was right a lot, but there were some things he went a little bit too far.
There's a wonderful Twitter account.
Far on.
Well, there's just some things you should have kept to himself until the information came out.
True. Yeah.
Yes. No, okay. Bullshit. He letting you know and you're mad that you know now, so fuck off.
I think...
I don't know what to tell you.
I think he's... I think
there's
he's
a wonderful
club, bro.
A wonderful Twitter account called Alex Jones Was Right. That is... Follow that guy. Rebel. I don't know who he is. I don't care.
Yeah, but what would be their reason to think that they're alive? I mean, I'm sure the families will, you know...
Actually, you can just pull up the picture of all of them, my guy, and it'll show you a picture where they're all still, like, they go to different, they work at different businesses, they work at different schools.
Where is this at?
Type in conspiracy right after that. Or live. Or whatever.
Our research is not biased at all. Yeah.
If you're going to find it, you got to find it, dude. Hey.
Dude, hey, you know what? We're sitting here fighting giant media, and we're doing the same
thing.
It's bullshit.
Google. I don't know what to tell you.
Why are you on Google, not DuckDuckGo, bro?
See? Thank you.
I don't know.
Okay.
DuckDuckGo kind of pisses me off sometimes.
So let me explain this picture to everybody.
This is from Snopes.com, just so everybody knows. Hey, just so you know.
Legit.
You know, fuck.
So wait, that picture is from Snopes?
Yep.
And let me guess, they're saying it's fake. I can't see it. I'm blind.
Dude, you need to wear some glasses.
I have glasses. I just don't like wearing them.
Hey.
Welcome to being fucking blind, you dumb bitch.
Yeah. It's not like me. Even with my glasses, I'm blind. Like,
put some contacts in, you stupid fuck.
Scroll down.
Hold on. I'm trying to watch it.
Oh.
Sorry.
He's got to fix the thingy.
A little bit closer.
How about now?
Yes. Now I can hear you now. All right. What do you want me to look at?
Scroll down. Let's just see what these fucks have to say. These are the people saying it's fake. So that the conspiracy is not real.
That they're quietly living their U.S. lives.
Snopes. I can't even remember that fuck's name. I've already talked shit on him.
Rating false.
Okay, but why is it false? Let's see. Usually they hide their lie within their answer. Because they'll go, no, this is fake. 20 people didn't die. And it wasn't in 1974. 19 people died, and it was 1972. That's how they discredit a lot of this shit, if you actually pay attention. It's just slight discrepancies in information or slight variances in information.
Oh, so what everybody...
Over and over.
So they just tell you the truth.
Half-truth.
Yeah, half-truths.
Yeah.
The conspiracy rumor questioning whether the Challenger crew was in fact still alive, as evidenced by the fact that persons resembling those original crew members at the approximate ages they would be now and bearing similar or identical names are still living and working in the United States. That's what it says. And there's the picture.
Gabe,
yep.
You tell
devil's
me.
Advocate, you tell me you why fucking we should tell believe. Me.
I haven't seen this yet. Okay, so no. I don't know.
Well, now what's your opinion? Look at it.
Yeah.
Don't fucking... Don't play.
I can't believe it.
It sounds kind of crazy.
It might be like doppelgangers that look like them. I mean, everybody has a certain everybody has a certain amount of people in the world that look almost identical to them.
Yeah,
with it being what 40 years later.
It's the same thing with the Sandy Hook controversy with Alex Jones had. It's like I didn't necessarily believe that those people didn't die. Now, do I believe maybe there could have been a chance that that guy was like some sort of like Manchurian type, you know, psyop or whatever.
Yeah.
The shooter. Then yeah, maybe.
Zoolander.
Yeah. So I don't know. I give that more credit than they did.
Right. And
Alex
Jones never said
Blue
that.
Steel is more believable than this.
No, but he said that they didn't die, right?
He said that they did die. It's just that the conspiracy is saying that these people who look similar are a similar age and have similar names are still alive and working today.
I swore that's why there was a big thing with him and Joe Rogan with the whole Sandy Hook thing is that I thought he said that.
About Sandy Hook.
Okay. Yeah.
Sorry.
Yeah. Okay. Sorry. Yeah. He said they didn't die, right?
No, yes. Somebody said that on his show is what happened. And he didn't discredit or he said exactly what you said.
Okay.
So basically what Alex Jones
said. The kids didn't die.
Yeah.
But it might have been a psyop.
Yeah.
I think
my opinion is more of I think they died. I think there was just a possibly a psyop involved. I
don't see
a lot of these mass shootings are kind of a little
none of them add up correctly, and it just there's something not okay or right about it.
Kind of like this last FedEx one. I heard the FBI had visited him last year. How many times does the FBI visit these people prior to the shooting?
All the time.
Yeah.
All the time. And you think it's like, would there be a mail trace? Would they send you a letter? Would they send you...
For what?
The Dark Brother.
For FBI. Hey, you're doing some questionable shit. We're worried about you. They visited him how many times, you just said?
I don't know how many. Okay. I know they just visited him a year prior to...
But it happens all the time.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Come on.
Now, how they get... I don't know.
Those are all coincidences.
Bag over the head, thrown into the back of a van. I don't know. We've seen it before with protesters. Right?
Yeah. Yeah.
You, that famous video, where was that at?
Just record Coast. Everything. Don't fuck around.
They picked a guy up, threw him in the van,
record
and took
everything.
Off of him.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, it happens.
It's
fucking
happen.
Weird.
It's
but see,
up.
For like to get back to the whole Alex Jones, Sandy Hook thing, what Alex Jones originally was stating is that the kids who went in and did all the shooting at Sandy Hook weren't the actual shooters. He never said people didn't die, but it was more of like a coordinated tactical
assault.
PSYOP.
Yeah.
Exactly.
And kind of like the same thing when it comes to like 9/11 too, is because all the discrepancies in evidence and times and all the coincidences revolving around 9/11, we're going to get into that eventually.
Started on 9/11.
No.
Wasn't the Pentagon built on
9/11? Can we even debate 9/11 anymore? I mean, there's so much shit out right now that, I mean,
the evidence, the amount of evidence pointing towards the government or whoever setting the whole thing up is too large to
ignore.
Yeah. Like, no, you have like physicists with PhDs or whatnot, stupid smart people coming. I'm like, no, it's impossible.
Engineers that like, design skyscrapers are saying, this is bullshit.
Yeah, like there's no way.
Yeah.
Literally one of the most beautiful controlled demolitions you'll ever
see.
Oh,
yes.
It was like, textbook.
It felt perfectly on top of itself.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. We'll definitely get into
they
that.
They cut all the supports
at some point. And Building 7 and Building 5.
Yeah.
Bet y'all motherfuckers never heard of Building 5.
And
we're going to get
plus then it started coming out with the manipulation of the video that aired that day where the trajectory of the planes wasn't actually correct. And the video, the way the plane was going, it should have been behind these buildings when it hit the plane,
like
but it was
CGI
in front of it.
Where
yeah.
The wing of the plane, so the plane is flying in, it's closer, but it goes behind the wing of the plane, goes behind a building that is clearly off further in the distance. Not to mention the BBC reported on it like 20 to 30 minutes earlier, some shit like that.
Yeah.
So guys, my head's been hurting for the last week, diving into this quantum physics again.
Okay, so, now did you do quantum physics or quantum computing?
I did quantum physics and quantum mechanics, which they say is the same thing. So,
yeah,
I just kind of went in on that with Sean Carroll and Brian Green.
Brian Green is really interesting to listen to.
Yeah,
but it's just like with everything else, you're gonna.
But you're
have,
talking about the you said quantum computing, like the whole CERN deal and all that.
Man, that just kind of shit just gets my dick hard.
Yeah.
Because
it's so
okay. Now, Gabe was saying, but while we were setting everything up today, about how, like, you're listening to these scientists and like legit. We're not talking about conspiracies. We're talking about legit motherfuckers. We're just trying to learn about quantum physics, quantum computing, and what these dudes are saying sounds like. Man, you're fucking lying. That's bullshit. Because it sounds so
unfathomable.
It's so beyond the average person's comprehension. It sounds fake.
Sometimes I feel like I feel for quantum physics and the scientists that explain it, or the physicists that explain it, how people feel when regular people feel when I talk to them about conspiracies. Like that's exactly how I feel.
Or
like,
machining, even. Something
as
elaborate as
blank stares.
Yeah.
Teaching somebody something that they know nothing about.
Yeah.
Talking about cars to non-car people.
But they
I don't ever know what you're saying when you talk about cars. I just nod my head and go, dude, that sounds really cool.
Motor make thingy move.
Yeah.
It goes
vroom,
vroom,
vroom. Yeah.
Wheels go.
Go fast.
Yes. Yeah.
But I believe it was Brian Green or Sean Carroll that was on JRE. It said that it's not that quantum physics is something that no one can learn. You can learn it. You just have to, you know,
it takes a lot of
because the time. Whole misconception is that you'll never get it.
Right.
And I think I can't remember which one was Brian Green or Sean Carroll that said you can. You just, you know, have
just
to listen and learn. And I think they're trying to make it more understanding in the way they explain it too.
The further they get into it, the more they can correlate it into basic understandings for
make the information
else.
Practical.
But as humans, we have the literal capability to learn anything and everything to its furthest capacity.
Yes.
Right.
The only thing that dictates that is society telling you otherwise.
Your own limitations.
Well, we talked about this last week. You know, at the end of the day, we're still a fucking monkey trapped in a meat suit. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, there's no way any of this should actually work, and it does.
Right. Well, and it's crazy because the shit we've been so conditioned about, you know,
everything.
Everything. And everything. Even when we're looking at the truth, and all these super smart guys and gals are saying all these new scientific breakthroughs. They're like presenting all this shit, and people just tune out. I mean, it's like we're living in idiocracy. People just don't give a shit.
Ignorance is bliss.
I mean, I don't think you have to necessarily care about everything, but, you know.
A
mindful
eye on it. I don't believe everybody needs to care about quantum physics, you know. I don't believe that. So, but if you find some, I believe you should at least find something you care for.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
You got to find purpose in something so that we can have the capability to understand and learn anything. And finding a direction or a purpose in life of something like that is how you're going to achieve learning those things. It's like you can't go into trying to understand something like quantum physics or quantum mechanics. You can't instantaneously learn it. You have to find something in it that you like, and in that you'll be able to learn it.
Now, do you think that if you just brought up a good point, is that people can't relate to this shit?
No, it's so far outside of their base belief structure that they can't even begin to understand it.
And another thing is that,
do you think that's blinders?
Kind of. I think they don't want to understand it.
Literally not wanting to understand it.
The more people learn about reality, the harsher their view of it tends to become.
Nihilism and shit.
Yeah. Like a lot of people, they don't want to face reality because real reality is depressing if you look at it dark. That way.
Very dark.
Yeah.
Yeah. If you want a cynical path about it, it is very dark.
I don't think people want to make the intent to strive to overcome that. They would rather just ignore it.
Ignorant bliss.
Yeah.
So they say quantum physics, put simply, is it's the physics that explains how everything works. The best description we have of the nature of the particles that make up matter and the forces with which they interact. Quantum physics underlies how atoms work, and so why chemistry and biology work as they do. Kind of want to go off of that.
So basically, like, energy, right? Are we talking? Is that what we're talking about with it?
Pretty much.
I think it's just different definitions. Yeah. So, like, it's easier to say.
How would you describe quantum physics in your own?
It's just the. Now, it's also called quantum mechanics.
Yeah.
Now, to extrapolate on the mechanics, I mean, if we think of something's mechanical, we think of it being like gears,
mm-hmm.
like a watch.
Mm-hmm. And that's like the definition that we tend to give it.
Right. So if everything. Sorry, just adjusting my chair here.
About to break that chair.
Hey, bro. I fucking. Hey. God bless, right? All right, anyways. I don't even know what I was talking about. What was I talking about?
I don't remember.
Mechanics, quantum yeah. mechanics. So if I were to explain quantum physics. Sorry, David's groping me. If I was explaining quantum physics, it's the smallest observable. What's the word I'm looking for? The smallest observable.
Thing in our universe. Molecules, atoms.
That we could observe. Subatomic particles.
Yeah.
And this is, and like in materials, what makes up the table and all this bullshit on the table is the same thing that makes up us and all living creatures on the smallest scale that we could see and measure and manipulate consciously.
State of matter.
And when you start looking at it on that kind of scale, when you're looking at atoms, it's all atoms.
Everything.
That's just energy.
Yeah.
Now, we were magic last week. This is why we're talking about quantum physics and shit. It's really, really supposed to be quantum computing, but it's all kind of the same thing. Because the state in which quantum computing operates in is the same state in which the universe operates in. it's all probability at the same time. It's all happening at the same time. So,
but isn't that also like getting in line with your frequency then?
Yes.
Because if my state of matter right here and then through the table, well, me and the table are the same thing. We're atoms, right? So how do I tap into that frequency?
With quantum mechanics and quantum physics, that's basically the direction they're going. I mean, it's used to observe how the universe functions, moves, does everything that it does, the connection between all things, how reality and matter change depending on if you're observing it or not observing it. So the different frequencies or layers of frequencies within our reality is what they're trying to understand. And tapping into that is a lot of spiritual magic stuff.
Now, we're talking about frequencies. This is within frequencies.
Yeah.
So, just like
sub-frequencies.
Yeah. And frequencies is just
what
we call it.
And there's different frequencies then, right?
Yeah, there's an entire spectrum that we don't even know all of yet.
Because I wonder sometimes, like, the TV remote, for example, that frequency, does that go through you? Does that vibrate through you?
Yeah, everything. Oh. All at once.
Okay. We're constantly being bombarded.
So then I want to know more about, like, 5G, for example.
Oh.
I know nothing about this, but it does seem to me that frequencies make people's bodies, atoms, go waka waka.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's just like the way they use frequencies in riot zones and in war zones and shit to disperse crowds and all that other
calming
shit. It's the same thing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
The different types of waves, microwaves, radio waves, all this other shit. So it's all subjective. So when you say frequencies, everything is operating on a frequency. That's just the rate in which it's vibrating or oscillating.
Yeah.
So that's just a way that we can measure what's going on. It's not like it goes back to like the Constitution. We don't get our rights from the Constitution. Constitution, it's just in writing.
Right.
It just puts it in writing. It's the same thing. We just give it a name. So when you hear frequency, it's not just that's it. You know what we're talking about when we say frequency is what the point of it is. Yeah. People are lazy with their vocabularies today. Which we all we talk about this all the fucking time, is that that's where they fuck us, is on our definitions and what we think words mean don't really mean what we think words mean.
Definitions define reality.
Exactly. Because that's your filter you see reality through.
And when the words are askewed like that, when they are so manipulated like that, I mean, come on. For example, goodbye is like God be with you. That's what that originally stems from.
At the end of the day, language doesn't make sense.
At the end of the day, we're just making noises.
Yeah, we're making just noises and understanding
our
it.
Mouths.
Yeah. Right, but I think the manipulation of those words, though, from if English is the hardest language to learn, but people learn it all over the world. They learn it.
It's the most spoken language.
Mm-hmm.
Because, so with
go ahead.
No, I'm sorry. No. Finish what you're saying.
Well, because it makes me think of, like, the King James Bible and how that was transcribed into English.
Mm-hmm. Or Latin. Several thousand different versions of it they scattered across Europe.
Exactly. In, like, 16 whatever.
Yeah.
So, like, what I'm saying is, or what my mind starts to think about is the manipulation all the way that stems back from then, that these words, they mean more than what we even can fathom what the words actually mean and stuff.
Right.
No, and the just manipulation repeating of sounds.
Yeah. Those words being combined and things being combined, such as like soldier and stuff like that. Like the actual meaning of
shit
soldier.
Shit that comes from Latin and Greek. Mm-hmm.
It's like
that
soul
other
to die for. Or
yeah. It's the same reason why, I mean, English is a culmination of worldly languages. But have you noticed how similar like Italian and Spanish is?
Super, super similar.
So we see all these things, and a lot of these words even sound like the origin of where we get it from. And a lot of times it's from like Latin, like, you know, Italian, Rome. That's basically where I'm getting at, is a lot of our language comes from Rome and Greece.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And that also goes into the overall objective of the show, too, is to try to get everybody on the same page as to the dire situation we're facing.
Of being fucking manipulated.
Of being manipulated.
Constant.
And where your focus is, that's where your energy goes. So that's why when, like, Austin was talking about the 9/11 memorials, how they're kind of harnessing and manipulating that energy, is because that's where, when you're crying or you're upset or, you know, you're reminiscing about the tragedy at those places, they can take that from you. I mean, this is just layman's terms, but they could take that from you and then use it however they see fit because it's theirs. What you got there, Gabe? Got a little sidetrack.
No, it's all good. No, I was reading, or I was listening to, actually, when quantum physics was first discovered, which I believe was, and I might be wrong, but the 1920s, I believe.
Yeah, something like that.
Yeah, and that's what kind of attributed to a lot of our computers, electronics, you mm-hmm. know, the advancement of it. Not enough, you guys. And nuclear power plants, I've heard, too. So without this, life would be a lot different right now if mm-hmm. we didn't discover that. Kind of goes into your quantum mechanics, what you were just
talking about. Yeah, but if we're going to talk about that, I'm more on the alien train. I'm an alien guy. So I think a lot of our technology...
Maybe we were assisted in finding quantum mechanics?
Oh, yes.
Maybe from...
Most definitely.
Well, see...
Extraterrestrials? Or?
If I had to say right now, just off the top of my head, I would say that quantum mechanics was... We had just scratched the surface. So we really didn't know what we were getting into, where we were going with it. It was just something, a weird phenomenon like the double slit test that was like, hey, there's some other shit going on with this. But we didn't have the technology or the understanding up until Einstein.
Yeah. And what was that test, the double slit test?
So what they did is they have like a piece of paper. You probably pull it up and we get a more accurate description of it. Yeah. But they fire these lasers at a targeted spot on the other side of the cardboard with these two slits cut in it. So when the light particles are fired through the slits are repeated all across it. Instead of just having two mm-hmm. slits showing up, it's the whole wall behind it is covered in these slits.
Perfect.
It's just like the same image copied and pasted, but with light and lasers and shit.
Going through one slit.
So this mm-hmm. also ties into everything else we've kind of talked about, is that it is like a glitch in the matrix, the double slit test, because the particles, I'm pretty sure at the time, they thought everything was in waves. But... Do you have it up there?
No, they do believe it's in waves, but there's also a theory that it's both. The particle yeah. in the wave.
Well, at the time, they thought it was just particles.
Because, I mean, this is what they explained.
Everything operated like a yeah. beam. So when it was copied over and over again, essentially they found a glitch in the matrix, because what was happening is the light particles were riding on the ether, because that's really all you could describe what this field that these particles are traveling on. This goes back to what Gabe was saying, how it's a little bit of both, is because it is particles and it is waves, but not really. That's just how we can describe it. Just like,
yeah. Cause even the wave part's not necessarily a wave. This is right, how yeah. we describe
right.
it.
Right. It's just something that
Which
we can observe.
They honestly, if you look at these, does this look familiar? Kind of intertwines with psychedelics.
Yeah, totally.
Yeah, absolutely.
Sacred geometry.
Yeah. Flower of life.
Mm-hmm.
So essentially, the ether is just this field of pure probability that just copied itself, right? So all these particles... Are you going to pull it up?
What? What do you need me to pull up?
the double slit test. Let's get these guys a more accurate description instead of my fucking
rambling. Demonstration that light and matter can display characteristics of both classically defined waves and particles. Moreover, it displays the fundamental probabilistic nature of quantum mechanical phenomena.
Because our observation ruins the experiment. So it changes depending on who's looking at it.
Yeah, they say every time they try to measure that, it changes. It's called the measurement problem, I believe. That's what they call it.
So the measurement issue is just what they call us.
Our measurements collapses the wave function. We do not have any physics to describe how the wave collapses. It's called the measurement problem.
What do you mean?
I don't know. I heard on, I think it was Brian Green talking about it. So he said our measurement collapses the wave function. Like when they try to measure it, it collapses. So they don't have any physics to describe how it collapses. But every time you measure, it changes.
Yeah, so they can't get a repetitive. It the measurement
problem. I don't know how much.
So per so if you were to look at it twice,
it would change every time.
For every one of us, though.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. Basically, matter stands still when you are observing it, but as soon as you are no longer observing it, it changes. So when they're trying to measure it, every time they go to re-measure it, it's already changing. They can't get a definitive measurement on it.
Correct.
Because they can measure it at one point, but then next time they measure it the exact same way, it'll be completely different.
And now we're reading this
can't even fathom
verbatim
that.
My
small and little monkey brain is
I'm not an fake. Expert.
Yeah, it's a hard topic.
It sounds fake. It sounds like we're full of shit. But
quantum mechanics and or quantum physics, you know, either or, but they intertwine with life, right? Because they say when we're describing the waves, they're actually not waves, they're abstract mathematical waves. And I think something you've always told me, Justin, is that life is sort of math.
Mm-hmm.
If you think everything about numbers.
Yeah, it's just patterns, signs, all of it's math. Yeah. Like, but yeah, the quantum mechanics and quantum physics also helps us prove parallel realities, multiple dimensions, different things like that, different planes of existence, just because of what they are studying.
I mean, it even explains possible teleportation could exist too, right?
Yeah, wormholes, stargates.
Well, could that just be tapping into that frequency then? Is that what that is?
Essentially,
that
it's a connection point between dimensional frequencies. So you're stepping from our dimension into a different frequency of dimension.
So when parallel you die reality type of thing? Well, like your soul, the transfer of matter?
Energy.
No, because if you look at consciousness as our soul, it never dies. It doesn't change. It's there. I mean, it changes over time, of course, but it is infinite.
It's just
it exists
transfer.
No matter what,
but
no matter
like
where
a
you're
weight
at.
Loss or something like once you die, your body loses so much weight.
You know,
like
they, but
yeah,
but
so
we
is
haven't
that
been
your
going about
going
science.
Back in?
We haven't been going about science in the same in the correct way in order to figure that kind of shit out.
I mean, there's theories that there's different universes where if you were to take a gun and kill yourself, it would be a split.
Yeah.
What do you mean?
That's just
you'd still be alive, but you'd also be dead.
It's
okay,
just like goes into Mandela effect.
Yeah,
and shit.
When something like that occurs, when you take that action, you're shifting your consciousness in two different ways. So if you kill yourself, you are splitting reality to one reality where you survived and one reality where you did not.
But there's infinite realities.
But both of those realities continue on regardless of the outcome. And then with every major decision or something like that, we create more splits and more splits and more splits. So we have different universes, parallel realities, realms, all of that.
But now
that sounds like.
This goes into the first conversation.
Yeah, I know. My brain hurts.
Hey, David. Are we talking about the slit experiment still? What are we talking about?
Essentially, yes, because when it moves through the cardboard and splits, it is showing the splits of reality.
That is
so the particles are splitting into copies of themselves. You ever watch A Wrinkle in Time?
Entanglement.
Yeah,
I've never
which
seen
is,
it. No.
Oh, it's great. You should watch it. It has to do a lot with quantum entanglement.
So quantum entanglement is a physical phenomenon that occurs when a group of particles generate, interact, or share spatial, spatial proximity?
Spatial?
Yeah.
In a way such that the quantum state of each particle of the group.
So you do something to one.
There's so many different versions of quantum. Or, it's crazy. It's quantum tunneling, quantum entanglement, you know, quantum physics, quantum mechanics.
So you do something to one particle, and the same thing that it does to this one particle, they observe it happening the exact same way in another particle somewhere else.
Okay.
Yeah.
So now those particles, the same particles that are in universe 207E.
Is that the one with the Flash?
Yes, that's the one where the Flash is getting butt-fucked by Batman. Is the same particles that are in every other... Basically, what I'm saying is that it's the same particles.
It's all connected.
So instead of us being able to experience quantum entanglement just within our universe and our reality... Those experiments are bleeding into other realities. And this is where the LHC, this is where the Mandela effect, all this other shit comes in, is because when you're talking about quantum mechanics, it's no longer a conspiracy theory, because quantum mechanics is essentially saying the same things that conspiracy theorists are. In a way.
Conspiracy theories.
You got to bring it back to it.
Purple
pill phenomenon.
It's not really even a conspiracy theory. It's more just like, it is a conspiracy.
I mean,
it's not really
a theory
anymore.
Or no.
We can theorize. We will theorize. But most of the shit we talk about is already out there.
Yeah.
Is it proven? Is that like proven?
Yeah. Well, Einstein was theorizing quantum entanglement in the fucking 60s and 70s, bro.
Somebody but there was a problem with Einstein as well that kind of they didn't because, oh, God, what was it? I'm going to butcher this so bad. But the theory of relativity, wasn't that?
Yeah, the theory of relativity was.
Wasn't it Einstein?
Well, that's like gravity and shit, right?
Yeah, it was
Einstein.
But there's different. Mm-hmm. I don't even know how to explain it.
It wasn't actually
kind of
proven until. What? Several
well,
years ago?
No, but they say that that's what kind of. Not limits, but. His thought on theory of relativity and quantum physics, somehow there's different versions. Like I was reading something earlier that there was four versions of quantum mechanics, many worlds, hidden variables, spontaneous collapse, and epistemic approach to quantum mechanics.
Well,
so
then you're just talking about what different sciences they're
and
perception
that's,
of
but
it.
That's the problem in it is that
there's
so many different theories on
they're all divided because they all think they're right.
Yeah.
There's just too many
variables. When really,
which can be
when
good
really,
and bad.
When you
though.
Take the purple pill,
yeah.
You see that they're all kind of right.
Yeah.
Because like Brian Greene,
yeah.
What he was talking about is that eventually all particles are going to and basically collapse on themselves.
Yeah.
And that's how the universe is going to be destroyed eventually. Because the universe is so fucking big, not one star or one black hole is going to be able to kill it.
Yeah.
No.
Plus,
yeah.
We're speeding up as we're moving out. So everything is separating out faster now than it was yesterday even.
I mean, isn't that how life was created, from a supernova?
That's what they say.
Yeah. So.
That's where I know where consciousness comes from.
Well, I mean... Who knows?
It's one of those invisible things that can't be explained or quantified or measured.
Now, the multiple timelines, I want to get back to that because David was making fun of me the first time we had this conversation. I don't even know how many years ago this was. When I was trying to explain multiple timelines to David, and he basically said, well, so you're telling me there's a timeline out there where I'm fucking you in the ass? And I go, well, yeah, and there's also a timeline where I fucking like it.
And that's this one, motherfucker. The fuck you mean?
But now it's throughout infinity. Because like Caleb was saying earlier, there's no such thing as time. Time's relative to the observer.
Yeah, we create it.
Yes.
So then is that probability then? Like, so is it I make this decision in this timeline and it affects that timeline because in that timeline...
Like a butterfly effect.
I have no idea. I've never seen it. I've heard good things.
You're both simultaneously affecting multiple realities while also creating new multiple realities infinitely. It doesn't ever stop.
Now, so does that start, like, so that timeline starts now, and that timeline starts now. Are we continuing at the same rate, the same time? Or because you said it's accelerating, so does each timeline accelerate at a different time because of the acceleration that was already happening?
Sure, yeah.
If that's what they choose, and that timeline, if their construct of time continues to carry on, they would move at the exact same rate that we would. But say if there's a new variation in that reality where they understand time in a different way, then their time is going to work in a different way.
Even what they're doing at the time is going to change how fast time moves. Just like time flies when you have fun. Okay, so time moved faster for us in this reality.
The cliche bullshit lines that actually have so much more meaning behind them.
It's just like nursery rhymes, bro. They got such darker truths to them.
I had to play Ring Around the Rosie the other day.
It's sick. It's fucking sick. Goddamn English bastards. Fucking bad teeth. You fish and chips, you fucks. You ruin everything. The crown ruins everything.
Ruin every lizard.
I like fish and chips.
Bro. Don't kill us.
I'm with him. I love fish and chips. Yeah. Dude.
You know, I.
No thanks.
I was just aiming low on that one. I really like fish and chips.
I was just talking shit to talk shit.
I was just talking shit. 1776. Anyways.
All right. What about quantum tunneling?
I don't know shit about quantum tunneling. Now, is this where. You fold like wormholes? Where time is kind of. You make a path.
You fold time on itself.
Yeah.
And it creates a tunnel.
Wait, what?
Now, what did you just say to me? Is they theorize, people say, I don't know who theorized it. I probably heard it from a YouTube conspiracy video. But
if you're not extrapolating on what Caleb just said, I don't want to know. What did Caleb say? What'd you say?
That you can fold time on itself and make a tunnel or a portal through it.
But see, now that's implying that time is linear.
Yeah, and it's not.
So that's what you take the two pieces of paper like this, and you fold it in on itself, right? And then you can make a wormhole to get to two places in time. But that would imply that time is linear, a flat plane, when really it's not. It's not. Because time is subjective, and this is where you kind of got to keep logical consistency, because this is what people double talk all the time, and it bugs me. We're probably going to do it. I've probably already done it on the show.
Well, before you get too far into it, it'd be using gravitational waves.
Yes.
You're not actually folding time. We've proven gravitational waves. That's what proved Einstein's theory of relativity. But if you fold those gravitational waves onto each other, you can create basically a tunnel through it. And gravitational waves happen whenever two suns or a sun explodes or two black holes collide into each other or any massive event in space that would send a gravitational weight behind the explosion.
You're tearing the fabric of reality.
Now, like, what do you mean? Like, what does that imply, though? So does that imply, like...
That's just one way they theorize that they could time travel.
Yeah. Or how we can access and use wormholes.
Warp speed.
But yeah. Like, if you look at, like, the Bermuda Triangle, that's technically because of the gravitational frequency or pull of the Bermuda Triangle, it's basically folding on itself. And that's how, when some people go through the Bermuda Triangle and then, you know, come out the other side on the coast of California and have no understanding how they did it. I mean, there's so many places on our planet that have strong gravitational pulls that are
where things go up,
ley lines and shit
go up.
Yeah, like the Zone of Silence, Stonehenge, the Bermuda Triangle,
and they're all crazy.
Dragon Triangle, yeah,
really.
Like the Ram Inn, it's on the same ley line that goes through Stonehenge, and it's fucking crazy haunted. It was on Ghost Adventures. It's a pretty interesting episode. I love Ghost Adventures. That's my guilty pleasure. Those fucking clowns.
Yeah, that's great.
Yeah, where they break at every commercial, right? When something's about to happen. And then you come back and nothing happened.
No, yeah.
We're going to instigate.
Oh, God, dude, did you hear that?
Uh-huh.
Oh, love me some Zach Bagans.
I would love to go ghost hunting.
Will start shit with you in a bar and then call it cops after.
Oh, man.
Anyways.
So
I would love to be on the show, by the way.
So I'm still... Yeah. No, I don't. No, thank you. So you're saying that, but how can we harness? So if we know an event is happening. So we know an event in space is happening. Can we use that? So, like with astrology, astrology, knowing where the things are in the moon and the times and all that stuff, those events, can we use that energy? Like, can we
harness it?
How do we harness that?
Yes, but not in the same way
that we know of.
Well, not that,
that we're allowed to know of.
Well, that, but, and also in the same way that I don't think would apply to this. So instead of us harnessing our energy to, like, are you talking about like consciously shift us?
Or are you talking about like using the gravitational energy from a celestial event type thing to
move a star,
to bend reality,
to time travel, bend reality?
Essentially, probably. I mean, given the circumstances of it all, you probably could if we got to that point. But
I mean, but is that how you time travel?
Part of it, but there's also. There's too many theories on time travel.
See, I think...
Is that what they're doing with the LHC then? Because if they're making those explosions happen in a contained field, so...
They proved multi-dimensions. They were smashing things at such a high volume that it was just generating its own gravity, basically, into a new form of reality. It's a...
People
new
were
dimension.
Theorizing that's what they were doing was that.
Yeah, I mean, they made the black hole above reality. Norway in 2009.
And where was this at? The LAC? Where
is CERN.
That? CERN? Okay.
Yeah. The LAC.
LAC. Was that famous?
Large Hadron Collider.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
So now.
Which, again, to prove how we do that or get to that point would be quantum mechanics, quantum physics, quantum entanglement. The more we understand about that, or the more we understand about gravity or invisible things that affect us, that's how we will eventually use it.
That just, it's hard to fathom because it's like, what if you, so what's the God in all this?
The Higgs boson.
The what?
The God?
Higgs boson particle. Go ahead and pull it up. It's what they call a God particle.
Yeah.
And now, it's not Susan Sarandon, is it? Who's the bitch's name from Miss Doubtfire? Smoking the Bandit? What's her name?
I don't know.
It's not Susan Sarandon, I know. Her brother was one of the scientists that discovered the Higgs boson. Just a little fun fact.
So the Higgs boson is an elementary particle in the standard model of particle physics produced by the quantum excitation of the Higgs field. One of the fields is a particle physics theory.
Sally Field. That's her name. Her brother was one of the particle physicists that discovered the Higgs boson.
Okay, layman's terms that down for me a little bit.
Dude, I don't even know.
All right.
We probably have one listener right now listening.
We don't even have one. We haven't released this shit yet. So anyways, that's...
No, for real. Like, can you dumb that down just a little bit for me? You have an excellent...
Well, Justin brought it up, so...
Well, I can't even see what's going on here.
No, the God particle. But...
Yeah, that's... My brain's too small for that shit. So,
So quantum physics...
So, now, this is what is really interesting, because that was just kind of, we were just kind of bullshitting on the foundations on which we're going to build upon on this episode, which is quantum computing. That's just kind of like the theme. It's not really the topic, because you know how we like to get sidetracked, but that's just kind of the theme.
Yeah.
Now.
I'd honestly like to go back to CERN. That was kind of interesting.
Dude, CERN is super interesting, but I don't know if my brain's big enough to comprehend a lot of that.
So what does that underground, like, what does that do?
The Large Hadron Collider?
Yeah.
They are taking atoms and shooting them around this thing at extremely high velocities and smashing them into each other.
Okay.
I think, just to see what happens when they do that.
I think they said... It's like firing two needles across the Atlantic Ocean and them colliding.
Yeah.
Okay. And so, there's no dangers in that?
Oh, that's just
yeah. That's kind of where
there's a reason the facility is like, what, like 10 miles below ground or some stupid thing?
It's all pretty
but we're incredible. Okay with this? And people are just letting this happen?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
So can we do this? Can we make a
because don't they say that it could possibly create a huge black hole? If you had enough hole?
Funding.
They have particle accelerators that you could fucking fit on a dining room table.
Yeah. But they have already made a black hole using it. But
obviously, it's the power and everything is going to be just scaled down. Yeah. Now, if you can imagine firing atoms at each other on a tabletop. Now I just amplify that by miles and miles and miles.
Where is that place at? I know there's a couple of them, but it's a big one.
Somewhere like over France there, and Norway. Yeah. I don't know.
Somewhere.
That small area.
They were saying that that was one of the largest efforts by many different nations to create that. Mm-hmm. I mean, I think it was like millions or billions of dollars to fund that.
That's the other thing that kind of makes the mock human sacrifice even more peculiar.
Yeah, but they also said that wasn't true. So we can.
Yeah. Who said that?
I know. I understand. I understand.
They themselves said that.
They said the video. They said the video was a hoax. Now, why you would hoax something like that, I have no idea. Why you would even have a statue of. What is it?
He's a male. Shiva.
Yeah, Shiva.
Last week, I said she was the goddess of chaos and all. It's a guy, apparently. Looks like a bitch. Sorry, my bad.
What were they doing anyways in that video? I've seen it one time a long time ago.
It was just like they're all wearing robes.
Cloaks and shit.
Robes that are too small, and this girl's laying down, and they pretend like they stabbed her. That's what they said. But now, how are you going to disprove them?
But not even that. Because why would you even do that as a hoax?
Exactly. Yeah. We're talking about physicists and scientists from all over the world, and they're fucking doing this shit? I bet they're sticking Molly up each other's butts, too. I would be.
Hey, I am.
Be rolling your balls off and like, hey, let's go fake a human sacrifice.
Claude, lube
all
me
nerdy
up.
And shit with their fucking lightning bolt scar on their forehead.
I just got bleached.
anal bleaches for everybody.
So how does that work, though? You were just explaining that, Caleb. They take, what do they take? And they
Atoms,
and they collide them together at crazy speeds, I guess. Mm-hmm. What are they trying to get out of that?
Observing what happens. That's all they're doing.
Oh, okay.
It's understanding how reality works, what happens when atoms collide, or trying to understand how the universe was created by smashing these things in together, because like the Big Bang, they think was just, you know, an implosion that exploded
out. It could have been.
Okay.
But it could have simply been two things moving at such a high velocity and smashing into each other that it just created reality.
It could have been the product of a parallel reality firing up their LHC.
Again, to us, reality is our size, but to the universe, our reality could be simply the size of an atom. And everything that we know is inside of that atom.
Men in Black.
Yeah, Men in Black, bro.
Yep.
Or like Ant-Man.
Marbles.
Yeah. In some weird way, we could probably be smashing realities into each other.
Yeah.
That's terrifying.
It is. It's fucking creepy. But now, I don't know if you guys...
Hollywood's involved.
Hollywood. It's always Hollywood. Well,
I mean, the people at the top of Hollywood and science and
but isn't that a perfect way to show everybody something? Because in the end, everyone goes, that's just a movie.
Exactly.
They've been doing it for years.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Like Avatar The Last Airbender, the cartoon show, has so much spiritual and metaphysical crap in it that it's unbelievable. But it's just a cartoon show. You'd never think anything more of it. It's just a cartoon show.
Now, we're going to talk about synchronicity again this week. Oh, just because of what happened.
Oh, man.
Energy. Moving it.
What about it?
Tapping in.
That's what we're doing.
Oh, in the moment?
Because, no, last week I made a comment about being an earthbender when we were talking about magic.
I like rocks.
And I go, it was an Avatar reference. David understood what I was talking about. And then this week you fucking bring that shit up. You haven't even listened to the show.
I bring up Avatar The Last Airbender every chance I get.
Yeah, well, maybe it's just a coincidence, but depends on if you believe in coincidences.
Maybe it's fake.
Now, you guys ready to start talking about quantum computing? Because
Well, bring us in, Justin. What are you Tell us about it.
Pull, so, I'm pull up quantum there. Computing so I can read
Bro,
about it.
Bro, this shit is... okay.
Beep, 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 boop.
Hold your space. The double slit test is essentially the waves have lost where they're going, so they double down on their bad choices and therefore fucks up reality. That's how these laser particles react.
Anyways. Quantum computing is the exploitation of collective properties of quantum states, such as superposition and entanglement, to perform computation. The devices that perform quantum computations are known as quantum computers.
So now a superposition...
Which is what you think is running the world, right?
Yeah, well, yes. But something more... Far, obviously far more powerful. We're talking the same thing, just at different degrees.
Would that like be making like artificial intelligence or something?
This would be the foundations of like true actual artificial intelligence. Like, okay, the shit that, we have now that's running
that
on
robot
our
lady scares me. All right,
Sophie,
yeah, that one. Oh, hey, man, creepy.
Oh, dude,
she's an AI robot. Oh, like, really? That basically has like base consciousness. Like, yeah, like it's an AI robot and it scares me.
The Google AI.
Not because it's robots coming to life, just she's just scary looking to me.
But isn't it scary because they're making calculations based on the probabilities? Like, that's the scary part about it, right? So at some point it could realize
it becomes self-aware.
There's a problem and we may be that problem.
Well, yeah, we're always the common.
We are humans are a disease. Sorry about it. Like, yeah. But yeah, even like if you look at the military droids that they're making now that like yeah,
it's
well,
just, so goofy,
it,
bro.
Just Google that stuff. It's insane. Like they just kick around these droids and like give them guns and like let them shoot stuff and like.
Oh yeah, yeah, those recent.
Yeah, and like when it comes to like a friendly person, like they won't shoot, but they'll like move the gun right next to their head and start shooting all the targets and stuff. And it's just a robot,
bro. New York City Police Department has a robot dog now.
Them things are insane too.
Listen to how stupid this is. Listen how fucking utterly
stupid,
retarded this shit is.
It fucking retarded.
It infuriates me.
You're yelling at it again.
I'm fucking yelling
you're
at
fucking,
it. I'm fucking, oh.
Don't tell me I'm yelling at it.
So they spend, I don't know, $500,000 or some ridiculous number on this fucking robot dog. Guess what? There's a guy with a remote walking right fucking behind it. Like an RC. Oh, it's like he's playing with a Traxxas. With this fucking $500,000 robot dog. What fucking good is it to spend that much? You could have waited a few more years to have fucking...
You're also talking about the mayor of that city that's wife
dumb.
Lost $850 million in her mental illness program. So I don't think they
fucking
care about money there.
Dumb.
We'll
these
just
are
raise
the people
taxes.
That you
yeah,
vote
every time.
For. This is why voting is so stupid. There. Because these are the people that are on the other end of that vote. And you
quantum
guys keep
computers.
Falling for it.
Get back
so
on
a superposition
topic.
Is where, you know, like binary code, what computers operate off of.
Yeah.
The zeros and ones. So zero represents an off, and a one represents an on. Well, standard Intel Core, IBM-based computers that we have now, right? They can only compute one of those at a time. So it's either on or it's off. Now, a superposition, which a quantum computer operates in, is it's on and off at the same time. So it could do equations that takes one of our today's computers. The number varies, depends on who you listen to, but it can take it at least 2 weeks to do. Quantum computers could do these same equations in like a matter of seconds or minutes. So now it's just this computer chip that's it's all covered in gold, right? It's just gold everywhere. That's your phone.
Oh shit, my bad.
ha!
But they put it in a giant refrigerator that cools it to -270 degrees.
That's cold.
That's almost absolute zero. The coldness of space.
That's
because
hot.
There in all the electron down? Yes. So there's no resistance. And guess what? We're gonna fucking bring it back to Saturn. Cause it's a giant black cube. I'm talking about the D-Wave quantum computer. This was the first one. Now, when have you heard of D-Wave?
No.
And you've done more research on this week than any of us have.
Yeah, but my retaining information isn't very well.
My point being...
Not as good as you guys.
So. I got to write stuff down. Being,
just because I listen to hours of it doesn't mean I know what the fuck it's talking about.
My point being is that D-Wave was the first one. And doing all the research now, it's all Amazon and Google are the ones pioneering it, but D-Wave was the original. So now what I'm getting to is the CEO and founder of D-Wave, a guy named Jordy Rose, gives these speeches that are so fucking creepy. I've told you about this before. Have I not? Have I talked to you about this motherfucker?
I don't think so.
Dude, we talk like once a week.
Bro. So this guy... Eventually, we'll have to cut some of this shit up and put it on some of our social media so you can see it firsthand if the videos are even still out there. But it's like him giving seminars and kind of lectures about the D-Wave and talking about quantum computing. This is a cutting edge of quantum computers type shit. This is some time back because obviously the big tech companies are now pioneering quantum computing, which is even scarier. But I digress. Now... He's talking about purple pill. But he's talking about, now for one, it's a giant black cube, which we've discussed before, kind of touched on, is another symbol for Saturn, like in Mecca, giant cube. It's just prevalent all over the place. Anyways, but he's talking about when you're standing next to it, it puts out these frequencies that sounds like a heartbeat. So you're standing there. He says you're standing there. It's like standing at the altar to an alien god. These computers at the time were $15 million a piece.
Which is nothing.
Which is nothing to, you know, the powerful. But $15 million supercomputer that is so cutting edge that you've never even heard of it. And the guy who made it, sounds like it's you're standing at the altar to an alien god because they made it a black cube for a reason. They knew the potential and where this technology was going to go. And therefore, they were paying homage to their god.
Combined symbolism.
Exactly. Yeah.
What is that? What is standing at the altar of an alien god?
That's just how he describes standing next to it.
Okay, so what is that? Like, what do you mean?
When he said that, he knew exactly what they were doing as far as when they were making it and making it a black cube. They knew the potential where the technology was going to go. It's just like them putting a fucking Moloch statue, the running bull on Wall Street. It's the same thing. That's them planting their flag in a way. Did I answer your question?
Yeah, it's just messed up.
It's fucking weird. It's fucking
just
weird.
Really messed up.
But this is the reality when you're facing with a bunch of interdimensional lizard pedophiles.
And it's all, what's really messed up, honestly, is it's like it's all related in some sort, in some fashion. It's just all related to everything.
Yeah.
Quantum
computing. It's quantum entanglement, bro. This is what we were talking about.
The all is the one.
So that chip that you were talking about, have they used that yet?
Yeah.
Okay.
See,
and it has to be stored in those temperatures?
Yes.
At all times?
Yes, because the cube, so we're only talking a board, a motherboard of maybe, what is that?
7 inches, 8 inches?
Four feet.
Sorry, my whole life.
I just made a little dick joke, but you know, whatever.
A whole generation. Whole generation.
So it's just a motherboard. It's like a regular looking motherboard, but it's all covered in gold to limit or to increase conductivity.
Yeah.
So, and at the such low temperatures, there's zero resistance in the circuits. So it's a perfect computer system as far as what we know about computing right now.
And what are they going to use that for?
It could be used for anything. You figuring out... Imagine playing Minesweeper on this fucking thing. but they use it for its computing capabilities.
It's something that you would use for making like more automatic factories or jobs being automated and things like
some
that.
Type of
using
eagle eye shit.
Let me yes,
using a quantum computer to power and run all of that.
You okay. give a computer system all the capabilities of accessing all this other shit.
Skynet.
It's right.
Oh shit.
I mean, okay. we're looking at possibilities.
Yeah. The so further now, we get into AI, which quantum computing will be used for most likely, is might get sketchy. Skynet? Terminator.
Okay.
Yeah.
Which is a real thing, right? Skynet's a real thing, though, right?
I don't know.
Sometimes my mouse buttons don't work right.
I don't know. Google Skynet, and I bet it comes up.
Well, probably. It's part of a movie.
No. I think there's a conspiracy out there about that, actually. Now
there probably is.
I think so, yeah.
It's probably a conspiracy about avocados.
But there's a real problem with avocados.
There really is, yeah.
There really is. There's gang wars and stuff happening about avocados.
What are you trying to remember, Justin?
He's got so far off topic? Or is that?
No,
he's fucking 12 deep.
I was about to fucking...
rips.
Uh-huh.
Can't remember. Go ahead. I'll remember, hopefully, sometime. Next week, maybe.
Just start talking about quantum computing, Justin. You were doing a good job going off on that.
Yeah, but I fucking completely lost my train of thought. All right. I'm going to have to take a little break here. Go ahead.
So avocados, it really is a problem with gang wars and avocados in Mexico, though. That's a real problem.
Yeah, I did actually see that. Yeah.
So is that like legit? Like,
yeah, that's
are people killing each other over avocados?
Yeah, because avocados,
I think anything
is like
that
gold.
Involves business.
It's the gold,
you know,
green gold now.
Damn.
Yeah, some sort of conflict.
I don't even like avocados. I like guacamole, though. Yeah,
I know.
Okay,
I think you got to kind of have the other tab.
I don't like tuna, but I like tuna salad.
Well, first of all, eating an avocado by itself is disgusting, but eating an avocado with a whole bunch of stuff mixed in is good.
Fair enough.
Yeah, that sounds about right.
You can call me a white person. It's okay.
Super white.
Me and my privilege. I'm upset over avocados.
It's messed up because it's true.
I knew it.
So what do you guys remember where I was going with that?
Oh, we were talking about this, the black box, the symbolism, and what they are going to be capable of doing it with.
Oh, fuck.
Yeah.
I don't remember where I was going. I had a point.
How is quantum computing gonna end the world, Justin?
How does quantum computing in the world?
Yeah.
Well, they don't want it.
This is probably where it's going.
Now, this is something that I wanted to clear up from last week, too.
In the world for the common folk.
See, this is something that I wanted to clear up last week because I didn't really answer Austin's question about the chips being in our brains. And he was talking about how it keeps us tethered to physical reality. Well, yes, but.
You don't need a chip for that.
I don't think so either. What's in your pocket?
You don't need a chip.
You know?
You don't need a chip, but. It doesn't keep your soul here. It just keeps you in the karmic cycle.
Yeah.
So which, it does, but it doesn't at the same time.
I mean, essentially, you also choose to stay in the karmic cycle.
Right.
So it's kind of a...
And if they keep you off your path, then you're going to keep coming back anyways.
The end game is they have created a system that constantly creates more trauma within your consciousness or soul or whatever you
Ready
would
player
like to
one,
call
bro.
It. Yeah. So you constantly have a need to recycle back into this existence to have another go at it, to try and learn more, experience more.
And guess what's on the wall when he's having the meeting with the old dude? The system's God.
Mm-hmm.
What's on the wall behind him in his bedroom the whole time?
I didn't watch
that. A giant Saturn mural. Try to bring that up. It's fucking creepy as shit. Also, I took a screenshot of it. Bring Me the Horizon, another reason why
what
I don't like these fucks.
Such a terrible band. I like Kingslayer off the new EP, though.
Yuck.
Ready Player One attic scene. But they have, in one of their music videos, I don't know, it's just a Facebook ad. So I took the screenshot of the Facebook ad. But it's, to tie into last week, a famous band, one of the most famous rock bands, right now, as far as being played on the radio and shit, and kind of what the lizards are pushing on everybody, shitty music is what I'm saying.
I don't like it.
They have an American flag. It's got the stripes, but instead of the stars, it's got the fucking Thelema logo. Look at this. Look
at this right here. Look at this. Let me see.
Look at that dog shit. See, Hollywood and the music industry, all these pharmaceuticals, all this shit, they're all in on the same
lizard
thing.
Bro, all in on it.
They're
bro.
All in on the same thing.
The irony of it is that they're all really, really, really stupid, and a lot of this works with stupidity.
Well, given all the information and power that they have, and they still fuck up.
Don't get me started on it.
I can't find it, but go in on it.
Most when they have complete understanding of how the majority of all of reality works, you can manipulate it pretty easily.
Anyways,
and so
you watch Ready Player One, you'll see it.
It happens right all the time. Every time that you see, I'll take America just because it's a really fun example because we're all dumb. We all start getting together on something important and like actually coming together and unifying all this stuff, and then they just like dangle some stupid little
fake the children.
Yeah, save the children, some stupid thing in front of us, and we all just flock over it and then argue over it instead of just continuing to work with each other. And that's manipulation. Tribalism. It's just sleight of hand every single time.
Yeah, I think trends are a big thing, but trends end up falling off.
And we have influencers. Why is it that somebody on, you know, Instagram or wherever, I don't pay attention to this crap, but they make a ridiculous amount of money to basically put on a fake persona and be an influencer for items or trends or politics or whatever they want. And I'm like, and you people listen to them. Like, they're being paid to say this. Why are you listening?
Isn't that what a lobbyist is?
Yeah.
So we're okay with that, and we're okay with that, I guess.
We're done.
That's gross.
I don't think anybody's okay with it. I think they just turn the other way.
We don't or act think like that it's not
happening
choice.
Because they tell us it's not happening.
Yeah.
Right?
I guess, but it's like, what do we do?
Most people are comfortable with their reality, and they don't want
to
actually change.
We let them with the
change.
Quantum computing. We let them have the... We're just...
They have everything.
Right. Now, Jordy Rose also talks about, in this same little seminar, where he says it's like standing at the altar to an alien god, he also talks about them pulling resources from parallel realities. And it's... I think I will play devil's advocate here. This plays into our timelines thing. So... The parallel realities comes in when you have just the zero or just the one. So in one current reality, we would have to choose a one or a zero, right?
Yeah.
Well, okay. In a parallel reality, when you choose one, the parallel reality chooses zero. So there you have a split, just to try to explain this. But now, since quantum computers could do it at the same time, they're gaining access from both of these
you're overlapping in air quotes, the realities.
It's air quotes parallel realities and not parallel realities. You get what I'm saying?
Yeah, but...
But now, that's logical if you understand computers. So I get where using the phrase... pulling resources from parallel realities, but that's essentially not what they're gonna use it for. That's just one side of the dice, when really they are going to metaphorically pull resources from parallel realities. Also at the same time, they are going to pull resources from parallel realities, because that's what they're gonna eventually use the quantum computers to do, is to traverse space and time.
That's what they're eventually.
This is where spirit science comes in with their the Hebrews on Mars fucking making the Merkaba and traveling to Earth.
Lucifer experiment.
Exactly.
The what?
The Lucifer experiment. They created a synthetic Merkaba to travel through space to Earth, but they actually traveled through time and ended up back in the Atlantis time and fell into one of the nodes of the Tree of Lives, two of the nodes. And what that's when we fuck? Got.
Yeah, I don't know what any of that is, bro.
Yo, who's the tree and what's the notes, what my the guy? Fuck? Let me know.
How do I smoke that shit?
Dude, that sounds fun. What are we doing here?
That tree sounds fire.
It's the theory of Atlantis. You know all of that.
Man, that's just... There's no way of fucking proving all that shit.
Well, no.
It's fun and, you know, trying to talk about it, but...
Prove reality exists.
You can't. No. So it's a conundrum. You just fucking... See, I'm double speaking. I already told you. I owned it, so you can't talk shit on the internet about it.
Make, I don't sound pay bite attention that. To the internet enough.
Yeah.
Well, I think that was quantum physics bro science right there. Right?
Bro science. You know, bro science. That's a fucking good way of putting it.
I mean, it really is, though. It's...
So now, but do you get what I'm saying about they're going to use it for parallel realities, and they're actually going to access parallel realities?
They're doing this
now? It's the micro and the macro. I believe so. It's the micro and the macro. It's the same thing.
Because there is science that they are. That's what atoms do. When they collide, they're creating new.
Well, they disappear sometimes.
They disappear sometimes.
I think that's something that they've been showing at the LHC, is that where are they going?
No, so where are they going?
When you collide them, it should make
an explosion.
An explosion, but sometimes there's no explosion. They just are gone.
That doesn't sound good. So other parallel realities could be doing that, and those particles or explosions could be slamming into us.
Maybe it's the explosion that
right
I mean, took I down know. Building 7.
it might be.
Yeah, I mean, did I just create a new conspiracy theory?
I don't know, but
if you look at our
for the first time here on P3, baby.
If you look at realities as the size of atoms or existing within an atom, then yeah, we could be smashing against each other all the time. It might not be at a massive velocity, but we're constantly bumping each other.
Is that the gravity?
Well, the ripples in time.
Waves of gravity? Is that what that is?
Us rubbing against other realities?
Maybe.
Don't both.
I don't know. Yeah.
Just pause and look at me like that. What do you mean? Maybe.
If somebody knows, please tell us.
Parallel realities. Are you still confused on the parallel realities thing?
No, I'm there with you.
Okay.
But at the same time, no. Right? Are any of us? Because that just blows my mind.
All right. I think I have to take a piss break.
All right. Well, I guess we're doing that.
We will be right back.
All right. We're back. Justin had to empty out his little 2-inch tear.
His little black, his little guy.
Hey, 3 inches is hell at 100 miles an hour.
Damn, bro.
Fucking jackhammer over here.
Dirty as hell.
It's jackhammer.
Don't talk like that in front of my puppy. That's
fucking funny. Like rabbits. Well,
we got something to look forward to, because in a parallel reality, this conversation isn't happening. So
parallel reality.
That's gross too.
So the parallel reality, every decision that anybody makes splits realities, but it's all kind of happening at the same time. It's a paradox. And paradoxes are a big thing when it comes to, it's Schrodinger's cat, is what I'm getting at. Is that quantum physics, this is where quantum physics comes in to the whole spirituality, the true spirituality kind of hermetic philosophies, is because it actually gives us a scientific basis to, like for me, to my belief system, because Hermeticism is kind of my religion in a way. It's not a religion, but if, you know, just to conversating with people, that's just what I would tell them, because it's not. It's just more of an observation and an understanding of universal laws. And when you come down to parallel realities and being able to pull and harness these energies, like what Jordy Rose has built a machine to do, you can do that naturally. Just like we touched on last week, it's our natural way.
Natural laws.
Understanding of it, we are quantum computers.
Exactly. Now, this is what I was going to get into earlier. This is what makes fucking. Oh my god! My yeah. 2-inch tear just got hard.
He's getting jacked.
Oh, oh god! Look at the veins, the vascularity. Veins. Anyways, so
shut the fuck up.
Jesus Christ!
Now we're talking about us being quantum computers. Now there's CAD CAM software out right now that we could buy. It's in the public domain. CAD CAM software is computer aided design and computer aided machining. So what it does is typically you would have to import a 3D rendering of something made on CAD software. And then you apply toolpaths to it, and then that's how you make it in a machine, is by cutting it out, right? Or 3D printing it. It's the same basic principle. But what they do now is they program in load points. And the software creates the shape of the part. Now, what's fucking weird about it, now this is the best computers are designing this part for you based on what it's going to be used for. There's eliminates human error, human calculation, all this other shit, right? Well, the parts look biological.
What do you mean? They look biological.
They look
like printing the organs and stuff.
They look like a biological thing, like a muscle.
Hmm.
It looks like a muscle.
The muscle is creating whatever you're wanting it to create, type of thing?
No. So it would be made out of metal or 3D printed out of whatever material, right? But it looks biological. It doesn't look rigid and, you know, radius corners. It looks
living.
Go ahead and try to pull it up so you can see what I'm talking about. You guys understand what I'm saying?
Yeah, I get what you're saying. That's built how a muscle would be built.
Exactly. Based off of load points that are, they just tell the computer.
What was it called?
What would be the best way to describe this? Biological. CAM software. I don't even know what to fucking call it.
But go ahead, like.
So now, this is the thing, is what how it kind of ties into us, and it ties into we may be living in a quantum computer, but this is kind of what it would look like if we could see it.
Hmm.
Which, I mean, we kind of are if we are. But now, this is the thing, is that there for a long time, we thought better meant like cleaner and sharper and all this other shit, but we were always kind of the pinnacle as far as we're not even really the pinnacle. I shouldn't probably say that, but we're the representation of something greater because we have consciousness the way we do. And this little cute ass puppy doesn't. This little puppy don't even know what fucking we're even saying, much less quantum. We're talking about matter and observation on the smallest scale fathomable. This puppy don't know shit.
I don't know shit. I can't even find your biological CAM software. Dude, I need to go to the school at Jamie Vernon. Jesus Christ, man. I don't know how you fucking Googles this shit.
Anyways, so this is what I was going to bring this into. In the 50s, there's a rocket scientist named David Adair.
Did they dare him to do something?
Yeah. To make fucking rockets for the United States government. So essentially what I'm getting at is that this guy was a child prodigy in building rockets. The government was funding him to build rockets when he was like 15 years old. They have the letters from congressmen, I think John Ashcroft or some shit, talking to him about his rockets, red rockets.
At like 15 years old?
Yes.
Wild.
There's videos of him talking about this. And the crazy thing is that every single one of his videos and every, they're different places, obviously, but he's saying the same exact thing. There it is. All right. A article. But, basically, David Adair built a fusion containment rocket engine And he was a super high up engineer in NASA. He is legit as fuck. As legit as you can get. Everything, all his ducks are in a row. Nobody's talking about him though. So he's come out after however many years. He holds the record on Art Bell's Coast to Coast AM. His interview was like 10 and a half hours long. And people were calling in this whole time, verifying the information they were giving him. Like, people were calling in saying that they used to work at, I can't name it, but I worked in a similar place like that, and that sounds about right. So he built a fusion containment rocket engine, ends up meeting Arthur Rudolph, which is a super high, another Nazi. Now, they talk about Wernher von Braun, but this dude was the head of the government's Black Projects program, coming from David Adair. And he was a Nazi, a sick fuck, apparently.
Why do you think all these Nazis were
that because advanced? I think that there's enough proof out there to say with confidence that they had extraterrestrial help in their technological
advancement. Yeah, they were trying to reverse engineer UFOs like during World War II.
I mean, look at the bell. They never found it. They still have not found the Nazi bell.
What is the Nazi bell?
The Nazi bell was basically, it looked like a bell, but it was basically a flying machine that disappeared whenever we were taking Berlin, I think.
Oh, okay.
And that's where the real society and shit comes in, because they were Hitler's behind closed doors confidants and advisors and shit like that. They were occultists. They were witches. I mean, you can look up the real society right now and it'll show you. But anyways, so David Adair, after he splits a fucking hole in the atmosphere launching this goddamn fusion containment rocket engine at Area 51 or Salt Flats, Groom Lake, wherever it was. So they're like, okay, your shit's legit. They take him down into the underground bunkers underneath Area 51 or wherever the fuck this is at. And they show him another. He says it's a rocket, but it looks biological. It's a sentient thing that talked to him when he got in it. So essentially,
it was the one he built. It was bigger, right? Because
yes, this was much bigger than his rocket.
They said the rocket was unlike anything he had ever seen and appeared to be punctured.
The one down in the base?
Yeah, he said he was flown directly to Groom Lake Base, where he was met by black-suited government agents and shown to an underground facility where a rocket engine of similar nature was kept.
But it was biological, and when he got into it, because they weren't telling him anything.
No, he said he wondered why the Air Force was asking him to repair an engine they had designed, which was far superior to his own.
Yeah, they told him it was theirs, but clearly it wasn't theirs. That's what I think he says in the video. It's like, obviously this isn't ours.
Well, it makes sense. I mean, if you're at that level of intelligence, making a ship that can basically function as a biological life form for space travel would be completely and totally ideal.
So now, we've known about biological super rockets that harness energies of the sun and uses it for a power source. Just like in Spider-Man 2 with Doc Ock. You guys remember that shit?
Yeah.
Same thing, but they had already been making this since the 50s. Rockets that can use it for power. David Adair says that he was doing it as a to test the output of the power for renewable energy, for an energy source, but the smallest, easiest way to test it was just in a rocket, because he always built rockets.
Yeah.
So he was literally child prodigy. Now what I'm getting at, he gets into it and he touches what he assumed to be the control pad, and it starts talking to him.
Well, doesn't it actually like lock his hands in?
Yeah.
Right? Yeah. I believe it.
But, it, like, but it's not communicating with him like
telepathically.
So what I'm getting at is that they're going to use, obviously this rocket was built by something vastly superior to us.
Yeah. Knowledge of.
It looks like it was a biological thing.
Hmm.
right? Like it had a consciousness. It wasn't made of metal. It was made of some other alloy of something. But it's built to best handle what it's made for. And it looks like it was grown, like a human being would grow. Anyways, back to quantum computing. They are trying to use this because the CAD-CAM software that we could get was them just pushing a little bit out into the public. Okay, to give us the illusion of technological advancement when really they've experienced technological advancement hundreds of years ahead of us.
Probably also to help with advances in production.
Right, and then this gives the public sector something to work out smaller issues that they don't have time to deal with also. So it's like beta testing and shit. They're outsourcing the work.
Elon even talked about that, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, that's what we did whenever I was going to school in Houston. That's why I went to NASA, is because they outsourced some of their machining to the school, free labor.
Of course.
Yeah. And I got parts that are going to be in space. So that's cool for me, but they're like, we don't give a fuck about that shit.
Should have put your initials on it.
I should have. Anyways.
Dick and balls.
They're going to use these quantum computers to try to drive manufacturing of consciousness. This is where the show Altered Carbon comes in. How are they going to make the bodies? You could grow a body, but it takes 30 years to grow a man's body. Wouldn't it be easier, like in Westworld, just to 3D print it?
I mean, that's what I always assumed. 3D print it, right?
But see, now they make you think that, it's going to be your sleeve. We'll just be able to make you a new sleeve in like a month or a couple days. Who knows?
Yeah.
But it's really not going to be for that. It's really going to be to eliminate us, our current lineage, and to try to progress us into transhumanist style. This is shit that Alex Jones talks about, transhumanism. But that's essentially the end goal. But if you could trap our consciousness, like putting a chip on our brain and like what Austin was talking about, it keeps us out of the karmic cycle. And this is how it directly affects the average person.
What is transhumanism?
The melding of human and robot technologies.
And what is the gain for that?
The gain is on a whole nother level than physical reality.
I guess for people, it would be you lose an arm, you're able to get one back, right?
I mean, yeah.
But what is the benefit for the elite?
And to keep us in the karmic cycle?
Yeah, and money.
Okay.
You go ahead and explain extortionism. You go ahead and explain that next tier information. Like, because this is what we see on this plane, on this reality, and on this level.
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
Why are you always breaking shit?
Yeah. I don't know. What are you doing? This thing keeps loosening up.
All right, what exactly are you wanting me to explain here? Because you're supposed to...
I got it.
Loosen the nut or tighten the nut when you're part of it.
Is that better?
Yeah.
Okay. Now the consciousness, the higher dimensional shit, because this is really where they're focusing in on. This is their goal. This is the realm of the lizard's goal. Right? It's to harness our energy, in layman's terms, and to keep them in control. Therefore, the more people they can control, the more energy they can harness. And therefore, they can manifest their own realities.
So they're engineering biological things to gather and create consciousness?
Create bodies for consciousness.
But now, this is also the
bodies
kind of the
of
divide.
Consciousness.
Bodies for consciousness.
It's
for
just like what
consciousness
they
can move. It's constantly moving. We just have a conscious piece of our higher self having this experience on this planet, which when the Anunnaki created this planet and all of us, they created it as a renewable, recyclable planet, meaning spiritually you can come back here over and over and over again as many times as you want to, or you can leave and go experience some other plane of existence or go back to the higher self. What the elite have done and what they can do further with creating biological bodies for us to inhabit, they are controlling the cycle.
So instead of us
having the opportunity to, die here and then leave this karmic cycle and go somewhere else. They are aiming to keep us here, even if we don't want to be here. They are creating the karmic cycle for us to stop our growth as a conscious being.
And people would say that, hey, that's fucking weird. Why would they just want control for the sake of control? Well, look at the situation we're facing directly with our government. Actually, all governments, really.
Yeah.
Absolute power corrupts absolutely on all scales, mm-hmm. in all timelines. It's a universal law. That's why positions of power should really be eliminated. And if you are going to have them, then you need to keep them. You got to keep a tight leash on them. That's all I'm saying.
So this is alien technology?
There is. This is where we get our technology from. Because while we have places like S4 and Area 50, you know, all these different bases that are doing all this crazy alien experimentation and technological whatever the fuck, they're not going to give us everything either. No matter what kind of deals we have worked out with them, they're not going to give us everything because they want to keep us down.
Between us just and the government?
Or just like the hierarchy everywhere else, there's a hierarchy above the United States government. And it's obviously beings with vastly greater knowledge than us.
And they push for you to think that this is it.
But that's
that the evil when side you die too. Here, you're going to go to heaven or you're going to go to hell. So why not try and prolong your life here?
It's a schism, bro.
By this body, we'll put you inside of it.
It's a schism, bro. It's the polarity. Reality.
The issue, though, is when it comes to consciousness, they can't actually take or hold consciousness. I mean, we can't even fully quantify it at all at this point.
Ghostbusters.
But, yeah, no eventually, really. When they can. You can't hold someone's consciousness, but if you can,
give it away to them for free,
they can create an illusion that you will choose to believe and basically give your consciousness over freely.
So basically they're the foot soldiers for
that's the gray aliens. That's what the lizards.
Yeah.
Got,
well, I mean,
gray
aliens just like the Alphabet Boys are the foot soldiers for the government. They're the foot soldiers for the higher.
Now this is where the gray aliens come in is because they theorize that the gray aliens are biological cyborgs.
And this is where
what were you saying? Because I had a point to what you were saying.
Like giving away your consciousness, which is just an illusion. You're not actually ever giving away your power or whatever you would like to call it from source or your God or whoever. You are simply accepting an illusion that you no longer have it. You still have it, though.
And now this is where this is where the one conspiracy, because everybody thinks about these conspiracy theories and shit being all like kind of separate, but it's really not. They're all just different facets of the one.
The one.
Is it the micro and the macro? This is how it works. This is actually how it works as they plan it to, because they already have the general recipe. All they got to do is mimic how nature works and we will follow along with it. But going back to what Caleb was saying about we have to be able to give it away. They can't take it. And this is what David Icke talks about when he talks about the Archons. He talks about the Archons not being able to create new shit. They just manipulate shit that's already been here. And this is why they hate us and why we're so special is because we have that creative part to us. So therefore, since we can think of new shit, we will always be, no matter what they do, we're going to overcome it because we can think of new ways to get around it. But now, why they keep us in the karmic cycle is because we just keep coming back oblivious. Some of us remember past lives and stuff. I think that's already been kind of proven.
Yeah, they've done enough studies on
all kinds of things. So the more of us that keep incarnating, the better off they are, because now they get to steal all of our shit and turn it into
over
theirs.
And over and over through traumatic experiences.
Yep,
called life, the human experience.
So how are they creating these, like, or how do you think they're creating these biological Like, just like anything else?
Eventually, just like Westworld, bro. Yeah. I think they're already doing it. And now this comes into the whole celebrity cloning conspiracies. Is that they're actually making, like in Westworld, it's Westworld. That's why Westworld's so good, because we all know it's fucking true. I mean, that's the... We could totally see this fucking happening.
But
yeah. I'd fuck a robot.
I'd fuck a robot.
Oh, dude. Oh, my God.
Are you a robot?
Dude, you want
to
get...
All you have to do is tell me you're a robot and I'll fuck you.
I think we could buy one, though.
Yep.
So to kind of bring this, you know, to a listener perspective, I feel like that's kind of what I bring. You guys know way more about this shit than I do. When it comes to quantum physics, quantum mechanics, quantum fucking everything, what does that... How does that impact us as human beings? What do you feel the end goal?
I mean, I just kind of explained the end goal. Me and Caleb just kind of...
You explained half of it.
It's half of it. I mean, it also could go...
Could there be good?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay.
But now, in order for there to be good, we must...
Do good?
Acknowledge it.
Okay.
We at least have to admit... And all these other things, like religion and politics, TV and... All this other shit that keeps us distracted. We don't have the time. I mean, if you tell somebody to, oh, hey, if you check this shit out or check out this book or, you know, read this fucking particle physics essay that I can barely even understand because it's just a bunch of alphanumerical bullshit. Oh, no, I ain't got time for that. But, you know. People just don't want to know.
Yeah.
But the thing is that it's the pendulum swinging back. So I'm not saying there's going to be vast change within the next like couple of years, but
decade.
A decade.
No, but I feel like with the advancement in technology and electronics, life has become better in a sense. But at the same time, there is bad, you know, like addiction to your phones and. You know, the impact it can have, like social media and stuff like that.
Well, look at what
COVID did. It's kind of a double-edged sword.
You know? Quarantine. Mm-hmm. I mean, all the work is still getting done for the most part. I mean,
yeah.
But now Caleb people and I have to deal with themselves.
Mm-hmm.
Caleb and I were just talking about this on the way over, about getting new jobs and shit. And only the places nobody wants to work are the only places hiring. Yeah. Because they realize it's easier for me to just stay at home and get paid by the government than it is.
Yeah.
To work here, I get paid more sitting at home doing nothing.
Yeah, the entire COVID thing
is to keep us contained in a box. Keep you in the box. This is another metaphor for the cube and why it's why Saturn
of dependency.
Well, that's.
I mean, that's sort of what they want, right?
It's just a different face.
Yeah.
Because people are going to be less likely to bite the hand that feeds. That's the only reason why they want you dependent on them.
Yeah.
And that's why they use a phony system like money and shit. Or the system that we have is phony. Mm-hmm. I'm not saying that it couldn't work, because it could.
Mm-hmm.
We created COVID. I don't mean that in like a lab or anything like that. I mean, in a spiritual nature of the collectives, we created that experience.
But didn't it come out of a lab in Wuhan?
For a year, everybody had to sit in their houses and deal with themselves and deal with their own shit and their trauma.
That was a test run.
Yeah.
Yeah, but depending on the person, it could have been a positive outcome.
Exactly.
Right?
So while we have...
Or they make you think it's a positive by giving you half-truths.
Where the suicide rates go up.
As long as they say the half-truth right and you fill in the right blanks the way they want you to, that's how they get you.
Throw out the definitions.
By fucking with your definitions, we're going to bring this back to the very beginning. You don't understand your own language.
Throw out the definitions of it, the idea of whether it was good or bad or who did what or why they did what or anything like that. Guess what? We had to live through it and experience it. Mm-hmm. What partook in all of that doesn't matter. You grew as a person one way or another.
Yeah.
You experienced whatever you needed to do. And so while we have things like the Greys and the Reptilians and all the douchebags on Facebook, we also have just as many species or beings or aliens or whatever you want to call them working for us and with us to try and help us progress to where we're going, which is the genetic age. When we talk about 3D printing bodies and things like that, of course, our skeptical minds are like, man, they're going to do some horrible stuff with this. On the flip side, they could do some absolutely incredible stuff with that.
it just our has perspective to get into the right
of it as a collective is what will shape that future.
Like, that's what we hope, right? Or
we do good stuff with it? Yes.
But and like Caleb was saying, you made a good point. This whole show, other than like just talking about the quantum shit, has been us kind of like highlighting the bad to it. But Caleb is right. I mean, we do have good forces working for us, both internally and externally.
Yeah.
So the problem is that the external forces play by the rules. That's the issue. This is the Batman issue. He doesn't kill anybody, even people who actually deserve it.
You do.
So therefore, what you they need escape and they keep doing bad shit
for the experience. That's
it's the law of nature.
But certain things have to happen before the good guys intervene on our behalf.
They
whether
won't
it be
ever,
aliens, whether it be interdimensional beings, we don't fucking know.
I wouldn't say that they're not intervening because they are in very small ways. But until we as a planet kind of get our shit together, aliens are never going to show up.
That's what I was talking about. Yeah. Is like it's not going to be. Like, your average person isn't going to be saying this shit until certain things are lining up. Now, do they help in small ways by affecting small groups of people? Caleb and I
have done some shit and some things.
Caleb and I can attest to this shit because our lives would be dramatically different if we hadn't had some of the experiences that we've had together.
I might have went to college.
fuck. Didn't you like?
I did go to college shit? And then the school got shut down. Yeah.
Oh, fuck. Was it a Trump school?
No. It was a for profit school or something. ITT Tech. Oh. How many T's is in there? I don't know.
Two T's. That's all you need, baby.
Not enough.
That's all you need, baby.
Well, guys.
So, I mean, the whole point is that technology is so far advanced, even to what is available to the public. But then if you base that opinion or that view off of everything else, what else aren't they showing us? Because if this is what they're giving us, you know they've got a whole... If they give you a dollar, they got a billion in the back.
Well, if you look at what they're giving us, I mean... Everybody has the exact same mindset on it just because it's presented in the exact same way to all of us. So you never look past what you're told.
In movies and shit, like with Alter Carbon, if they give it to you as entertainment, you're going to be more open to it when it actually comes out.
Yeah.
So therefore, what we're saying is that they're going to keep you incarnating and
using quantum computing.
Using quantum computers. They're fucking with natural law by keeping you here over and over again, which is really all at the same time. Yeah. So,
in our opinion,
there's only one moment.
We'll
see how it goes.
Yeah, we will see how it goes.
Enjoy the ride.
But now, nobody talks about quantum computers. So,
go ask somebody about quantum computers.
Yeah,
another snooze fest.
Another snooze fest. It was kind of hard to get going because these topics are so vast, it makes it hard to just like sum it up, because if you sum it up,
you don't
it
get
doesn't
all of it.
Properly explain what we're talking about. So,
but just like you say, it all correlates at some point in some episode, you'll hear it again,
right? It may be episode 640,
yeah,
but eventually this shit is going to all connect and all the dots are going to be drawn out. And we're going to go down this rabbit hole together. So
it takes a while, but I promise it'll make sense.
It will make sense. You just got to
at one point
fix your definitions, bro.
No, I think that was a good way to sum it up for everybody. I mean, I think that was a good way. So,
yeah.
Dude, one thing I do want to talk on, since we kind of put the quantum computing, we're done with that.
Yeah.
I want to thank Caleb for coming in.
Anytime.
Subbing in for Austin. Austin, I hope you get your fridge fixed.
Yeah, you bitch.
Shout out to Austin, yeah.
And we might have to get a six mic. I don't know.
Hey, that is a six mic.
Yeah, I will.
Yeah, Club's already
might have to get a sixth input for this recorder.
Oh, yeah.
But, man, one thing I do want to talk about, you know, with the show, I know we touched a little bit on it last week, but, you know, we all want you to, you know, when you're listening in, give us feedback, reviews, rating, ideas, you know, PM us on our social media site, all that.
Comment. Let us know.
Yeah.
Let us know.
Yeah. Let us know. Give us topics you guys want to talk about or anything, you know.
We are monkeys correct too. Us.
Yeah.
Correct
Please
us.
Correct me.
Because our ultimate goal for this show is not for us to drive it. It's for the listeners. You know, we're going to help, you know, and give our opinions and inputs and our topics that we want to talk about. But as the listeners, you guys are going to make this show. You guys are going to make the, you know, turn this show into what it'll be in the future, what it could progress to be.
Eventually we're going to have call-ins too, because
right. Yeah.
Really what we want the show to be about is about having the dopest, most interesting conversations
yeah.
that you don't hear.
Yeah.
That's what we want to present to you guys, is that
yeah, and
there's
not,
all kinds of shit going on in the world. It's just
yeah.
nobody's talking about it.
Yeah. And whether weird. Or not it's our opinions and what we believe, we feel like it should be heard just as, I mean, shit, you guys watch some of the stuff on TV. I mean, couldn't be any worse.
Oh yeah.
You
know, come on, let's be honest.
Lizards.
Yeah. I mean, all we're trying to do is just connect with the people, connect with the community, you know, I mean, just four guys, you know, and we feel like, being in the Midwest, you know, I feel like sometimes everybody only takes into consideration what Hollywood tells them, you sure. know?
Yep.
And I feel like with this show, we can actually give to people opinions, like real conversation. We're going to fuck up. We're going to say some crazy outlandish shit. But in the end, this is a real conversation. There's nothing scripted. This is how people talk.
And we know? Want ideas. We yeah. want those ideas.
Yes.
Present those ideas to us. Like
all we, cause the general area of the conversation of the show, you know, we are going to expand on it. We're not going to just talk about conspiracies, even though we are kind of conspiracy minded. I'm not going to lie.
You but are.
Yeah.
I am for sure. But
I love we
all,
it.
We're going to try and get in some true crime. We're going to talk about all kinds of shit.
Yeah.
But for right now, man, we're just trying to fucking
spread the love,
getting
baby.
The feet wet.
Yeah. Yeah, just get y'all's feet wet. So when we start saying crazy shit you've never heard of, maybe you guys will be ones to understand it with us instead of,
yeah.
you know, we not might, knowing we what might, we're talking about.
We might be giving like, you okay. motherfuckers relationship advice here at some point.
Dude, I give the best relationship advice. I don't follow no. any of it.
Leave her, bro. Leave her.
I don't follow any of it.
Bail.
Don't do it. Yeah,
don't do it, dog.
He's no. the worst. Don't listen to him.
No, don't. Yeah.
He's the man, worst.
Great. I get all my relationship advice from
How many Patrice baby mamas O'Neil. Do you have?
Too many.
Okay, see? Yeah. No, don't listen to him.
It's our opinions.
Anyways. Yeah, I get all my relationship advice from Patrice O'Neill, so if that isn't telling you anything.
R.I.P.
R.I.P.
Yeah, rest in peace. But,
All right, well.
All right, guys.
Yeah, appreciate again, you guys listening. Thanks, sure. Caleb, again.
Claude, yeah.
This is our guest, Claude.
Yeah.
This is Justin.
Yeah, Young Guadalupe. What's good?
Gabriel.
Caleb.
Let's do it.
All right, yeah.
Thanks, guys.
P3,
we're out.
P3, y'all. Love you.